There are all types of ways to market your product, service, or business. And on Wednesday, I talked about the cloud and data mining and all of that, which has become a much easier and cheaper way of getting your product out there. But I've never been one to love machines. They're always breaking down or changing and growing and becoming more complicated, at least to me. There has to be a better way. And there is. I'm Pam Bunch for WNCW. A few weeks ago, I received a book and press kit in the mail, which I had never solicited, but before I even knew for sure what it was, I was completely blown away. Grace Cathy is a sculptor who has taken her work and turned it into a business in the side of her husband's family's garage in Waynesville. The book is her story of how she got into the business of sculpting from metals, and I believe I'll let her tell her own story. I'm speaking with Grace Ulrich Cathy, and along with Sarah M. Evans. Grace, you have done this wonderful book called Fire and Steel, The Sculpture of Grace Cathy. And so, Grace, why don't you start off by giving us a little of the prologue to how you got to what you're making now?
I was very driven as a young teenager and realized I had a passion to create. So I started nurturing that passion. I found Haywood Community College Professional Crafts Program, where I was a weaver for 15 years. Then someone said, let's take a class. I thought about, let's take the welding class. I'll cut out a few fish and frogs and put them on a stick and give them as Christmas gifts. And that has led me to where I am today.
Of all the classes you could take, why welding?
I guess it's the fabrication, and I think it's the brain pattern of how I see things, and my mind automatically puts them into a fabrication form, how they'll look in steel, how I would cut it, how I approach the design aspect.
It's phenomenal to me because these wonderful, wonderful pieces that you have made look so real. And when I think that they are made out of steel, imagine an eagle and the delicate feathers and how on earth did you get to, I mean, obviously you didn't automatically overnight get to what you're doing now. So how did you grow from that first welding class to where you are now?
And that's what the book explains, is the progression from those flat pieces that I just took my drawings, laid them on the steel, cut them out, and put them on a stick to these large 14, 16 feet tall sculptures for towns and throughout the Southeast. And it is just a matter of progression of being driven and working it and trying to work better and better and improve yourself constantly.
You've had some wonderful opportunities and wonderful, exciting points in your career. What would you say was your most exciting so far?
Oh, it's tough. That is a tough one. It's there's so many exciting ones. I guess the piece that went to Greece, and it was a memorial for a person that found me. They found my website on the internet, and they contacted me to do the piece in Greece. Also, the piece that went to the Smithsonian, that's another story in the book, about how that piece failed. It was supposed to go in another show, and I told them the measurements, which were the flower was 4 feet high by 4 feet wide, and it's 400 pounds and 12 feet long, and they said, do not come. Do not come. It was like this large failure. I tell the whole story in the book.
Yes.
And but it ended up at the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. for a six-month exhibit.
So you got there anyway. It didn't matter.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's wonderful. And now, who is Sarah Evans?
Sarah Evans is a noted historian. She is a retired professor from the University of Minnesota, and I approached her about the idea of this book about 2.5 years ago, and she was excited. So we took off and wrote this book together.
I don't want to give too much away because I want people to actually get this book, but I do want you to describe where you're located. Because I can't wait to see this.
Okay, my gallery is located in the Frog Level area of downtown Waynesville. It's in my husband's family's 1928 service center, auto service center. It's in full operation, third generation, and it's sort of making best use of our property. People walk in and they can't believe that this art gallery is in this old antique service center. And they can come and enjoy art and get their oil changed and tires rotated. And
there are pictures of how you have altered it a little bit on the outside as well as the in order to make it more artistic.
Right. People can't decide what the place is. Did it used to be a service center? No, it still is, full time. And when I'm not there, he runs my side. And when he's not there, I kind of help people out.
Well, and your husband's name is?
Clayton.
He needs to be given credit for allowing his family's service station to be turned into an art gallery as well. Yeah, well, Grace, thank you so much for sending this book. Again, it's Fire and Steel, The Sculpture of Grace Cathy. How can people find your webpage, your Facebook page, whatever?
Yes, it's simple as gracecathy.com.
For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.